hasn't broke at all.
No, hang on, we'll just sort this record out. Hang on a minute.
That's it, Dave. Get rid of that blood. Yeah, that's thrown away.
Do you want a bit more?
Yeah. Ow. Trying to be serious here tonight. That record's gone. This one's on. Let's have a try this one. Live radio for Friday. Can't you tell? We've got no needle on that deck. Is it true? Oh, we're okay. Had a bit of a woolly head on the end of the needle. Never mind. Music to you till 7 o'clock. My name is Tony West. Good evening. Amy Stewart.
This show is recorded for Cock-Ups Limited.
Dum 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 dum. Yeah, it's a good record. It's that needle is definitely broke. I'm sure of it. Have you seen my pen anywhere, Dave? We'll wind the record forward and tell what Tony has finished. Shh, don't say nothing. We agree. I think I'm sorted out now. Well, just about. Hey, listen, you get back in that studio and stay where you are.
I've put a new nail in.
Have you?
I've put a new nail in.
Can we see how it sounds? Really? That was that funny? Let's have some drums, please. Oh, mate, that sounds nice, Dave. That sounds nice. Is that diamond I see there? Loads of people in the studio tonight trying to be really gimmicky and super cool. What was that? I'm going to do the hoovering in your shit.
I've got to, Dave. All right.
It's all a bit by the door.
Oh, it's Betty. This is Radio City.
Effa left them this morning.
I'll go and sort it. I'll
get sorted out. Good grief. Is that Effa? She does it again and again. Leaves the bits by the door. Because she knows that that's where the dog comes in and out. Raven, stupid woman. Madonna. The 12-inch remix version. True Blue. Bet she is as well. 30 minutes before 7 o'clock, I take my leave at 7.
Hey!
You!
Listen.
Okay, let's go.
Me.
just trying to see if this is really working. It's actually
good. Am I good here?
Okay, you fixed it.
I'm all good now. Yeah. I'll just take a lens out of my glass and I'll walk around on it.
Okay, the two bobs on the windowsill. Do you think he's paying here? Where is she? That was Madonna, the testicle herself. 10 minutes left to go. We're just testing the decks here because we have a bit of a stereo problem there with cutting out. Just like that. Here's 5-star. I'll wait another minute. Davis, don't forget to ring in on this number, 677 or 678-6059. Once again, 677 or 678-6059. And a 5-star. Can't wait. No? What is he up to?
Sorry, just go to my studio there.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be in here at all. I am being touchy tonight. I'm not in a particularly good mood tonight.
My one's bigger than your mum.
Yeah.
Bed in my studio.
Oh, let's have a look. Open that up, let's have a look. Oh, mate, where'd you get this? Who's that?
Secrets.
What do you mean, secrets? Where did she come from?
I'm a lucky guy. She used to talk like that.
Hold on, wait there a minute.
Oh, do you that then?
After what? What's going on for that? Open the, wait there. Hello? Hey, come on. Yeah, come through here.
Oh,
hey,
woo!
Hey, listen, I've just got to speak to the minute, okay?
No, you got to play records. No, you got to play.
All right.
Save all things, Teddy. Hang on, let me whisper in this microphone because she can hear me.
That is it. Really? Come here in a minute, that's it. Come here. Go close that door behind you. Right, come here. Right, come here. Come here.
She's giggling now.
What do you mean she's giggling? Come here.
Ethel, come
here. She's gone all mic shy. Oh.
Shout hello.
Shout hello.
Hang on.
Take a left.
Oh, take a left. It's fruit is funny.
And you've got hair on your shirt. That is just terrible. Never get him in my studio. You go back in there and close the door behind you.
No. We have the news, are we?
Actually, we might have the news at 7 o'clock.
We have the news, are we?
Yeah, we have the news. Why not? We'll have the news. Okay, so are we going to close that door and go out with that, please?
No.
Why?
The record library,
today. Take it out with you.
Come on, woman.
What?
No chance.
She wants to stay in here. You close the door and go. She'll be with
you
in a minute.
I'm here and sus you, Weston knows like that.
Okay, one more record to go. Myself, Tony West, got a couple of minutes left before the news at 7 o'clock. I'll take my leave and hand you a cable to Dave Collins straight after the 7 o'clock news. Goodbye. See you tomorrow or even Sunday. Bye. Try to mix, never mind. From yourself, Tony West, goodbye, take care, catch you Sunday 8 till 10. Bye now, here's Dave.
It's 7 o'clock. Richard Cook, Radio City News. A distraught Prince Charles, who blames himself for the royal skiing tragedy at Klosters in Switzerland, has this evening returned to Britain with the rest of the grief-stricken royal party. He brought with him the coffin bearing the body of Major Hugh Lindsay, who died in an avalanche on the slopes. They flew back to RAF Northolt in West London, where they consoled Major Lindsay's widow, Sarah, who says she just had to be there. Prince Charles, Princess Diana, and the Duchess of York, all dressed in black, walked from the aircraft with heads bowed. Ben Brown was at the airfield as the aircraft landed.
The plane from the Queen's flight touched down a few minutes late. Then, looking tired, drawn, and desperately sad, Prince Charles walked down the steps, followed by his wife and the Duchess of York, both dressed in black. A bearer party of eight men from Major Lindsay's regiment was marched across the runway to collect his coffin, draped in the Union Jack. They carried it slowly to a waiting hearse, parked under an RAF flag flying at half-mast. Major Lindsay's wife, Sarah, watched, comforted by her brother and father. Ben Brown, IRN, RAF Northolt.
American presidential candidate Gary Hart has pulled out of the race for the White House for a second time. The Democrat announced his first campaign after it was revealed he was having an affair with model Donna Rice. He was persuaded to try again, but has given up after failing to win much support. The editor of the Independent newspaper is defying the security services by refusing to hand over a top-secret document detailing the IRA's tactics. Special branch detectives have asked an Old Bailey judge to order the editor to release the papers, but the case has been adjourned until next week. Gareth Thurby reporting.
The secret document reveals how the IRA operates and lists their targets, weapons and explosives. It was meant for the eyes of European interior ministers only, but leaked. The Independent editor, Andreas Whittam-Smith, is refusing to hand it over to police and ended up in court this afternoon vowing to fight all the way.
It's extremely important. I mean, we're facing an aggressive government which tries to close down press discussion on an increasingly wide range of subjects.
The paper won't reveal where the secret document is now being kept, and it may even print further extracts before the full court hearing next week. Gareth Furby, IRN, Central London.
A father of two from Liverpool who blasted his neighbour with a pump-action shotgun has been found guilty of attempted murder. 40-year-old Alan MacDonald of Huntley Road in Fairfield was also found guilty of wounding his neighbour's brother with intent to cause him grievous bodily harm. Liverpool Crown Court heard how the shooting incident was the result of a three-year feud between MacDonald and his neighbours Susan and James Dykstra. The government has started a campaign to allay public fears about safety when nuclear power stations are privatised. Energy Minister Michael Spicer toured the Capenhurst nuclear fuel plant in Cheshire today and announced that the Nuclear Installations Inspectorate, based in Bootle, will be expanded. Following leaks from Sellafield and other Northwest plants, he says he understands public concern.
I very much understand it, and that is why we place such emphasis and why I have initiated this discussion today at Capenhurst as I've gone round about standards, because I want to be absolutely clear that everybody understands that the government holds it very much in its top priority that the nuclear industry should be as safe in the future as it has been in the past, and indeed will I've no doubt be increasing the amount of inspectors that are needed to ensure that.
Environmental health officials are examining samples of dust which has covered the Kirkdale area of Liverpool. The council was called in after residents complained about a dust cloud which was covering houses and roads. A council spokesman says they're now trying to trace the source of the cloud, which he says isn't posing a health hazard. The weather, cloudy this evening and overnight with further rain or drizzle, which will become more persistent and heavy in places after midnight. In Liverpool, it's now 8 degrees.
Radio who?
Hang on a minute.
Radio City 96.7 FM. Yes, mate, you believe that, you believe anything. There's ethyl in here again. Blood was a funny smell.
Radio City.
Juliet FM for a Friday. Hang on, yes, it's a Friday. About 5 minutes past seven on this not so hot and not so cold day as usual. Thanks for the Tony West for the last 2 hours of mostly distorted FM going music. That's a nice crackle. Reef. Can't get good help nowadays. So you've got an engineer who decides to come and stay when the station's on the air, isn't it really? Mentioning no names. That was not a good enough dig, do you think? Yeah, not mentioning no names.
Davis.
Drifted away from me this evening, the 3D Pain from 1970, and of girls. Glad to have your company on this Friday. Do apologize for crackling or making any funny noises. We have got no engineer this weekend, and the station basically was thrown together by Westy, myself, and Richie Say. It took us half an hour to realize we couldn't switch it on. Besides that, we were okay. My address, if you'd like to correspond with any DJs on the station, is 18 Exmouth Way, Birkenhead on Merseyside, L41 4LR. And write to the station, please do not write Julie FM. And the deck's broken down already. Well, that's what I call brilliantly. Switch it off, you can hear it running around and it's not going. What I'll have to do is do this. This only happens on the Trues radio station, if you ask me. Belts falling off decks. And no one here. Oh! They're all in the canteen laughing. I can hear them. I can hear them. I don't care. I'll have to persevere by myself. No time for criticizing. You know what I mean? Brilliant. Music's hypnotizing. Everybody's temperature's rising. So get down.
When you're moving, when you're moving, when you really got your body, all that shaking, you're not faking, so move your body right down to the ground.
To the happy years of 1982. That's Ross out the club mix of Do It to the Music. So good evening to you just joined us here on Julie. You're having trouble getting us tonight, don't blame me, but because I took the aerial apart by myself because it blown over, that's nice. It was Mayor climbing on that roof, even me. Hello, who's this thing here? There's a female in my studio. Stop it. Listen, I'm talking, William Cretin. I got a secretary. Name of secretary?
Who?
Chuman. Chuman. Have we got a secretary as well? Like, well, she can go make me a cup of tea, if she's any good. Go on, jump to it. Fingery. Okay, back to 1984. Hey, Sam, she's confused me. Used to seeing females in the studio. Funny, yeah, full one. She's not really a female. She lit me. 30 minutes after 7, rocking the radio. This is Julie. I'm loving. How do you spell love?
To ease the pain.
17 minutes after 7, Miami Sat Machine from Nice and Edgy Fall. And that's what it's called, Dr. Beats. 104.85 FM in stereo, you're listening to Radio Julie. Test Engineering broadcast for this Friday. I'm going to go out at 9 o'clock and see what it sounds like, and if it sounds a bit ill, I'm not doing tomorrow morning or... Funny to see that one of the Bee Gees died, of course, in the yesterday. A lot of stuff happening yesterday. We had Prince Charles and avalanches, and also people dying of overdoses of drugs. And if you take drugs, I think you're a bit of a cretin, and I'll tell you that to your face as well. So anybody I know takes drugs. I don't talk to them, basically. So anybody found taking drugs while listening to Radio Julie would be sat on by the Fuji balloon at speed. Well, I've got my MTV on Channel B. Dice Raids, Money for Nothing from 1985. This record reminds me of Andy Davis in the old days. Used to play Dice Raids for hours and hours and hours on test. Followed by World of the Worlds. That is for him today, with his fiance in the back room drinking the carrot wine. I better have some carrot wine next time I come, I'll be a bit trapped. 18 after 7, Rick Julie. Straight from the years where Andy Davis used to have a piece of wood with a piece of wire attached to it as an aerial. We used to say, Randy Julie was off the air today because the aerial blew away.
Yeah. Now, that ain't working. That's the way you do it.
You think I'm kidding, don't you?
You play the guitar.
21 minutes past the hour of 7, the Julie for the Friday. Just keep saying, I must have
played it. That's the way you do it.
Money for. How do you spell location, Tony West? What clashing? Money for love again. We have got a new secretary here who's just decided she's not going to come up for 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, so I'm going to sulk.
Look at that, look at that.
She's not going to be one of these part-time ones, because she only comes up with the DJs she fancies this year. Seen enough of them in my time. I was waiting for somebody to burst through the studio. Don't give me loads of insults. Oh, nice DJ. Finish with Westy, because he'll start singing. Still believe. Show me that voice, here we go. Doing this so Andy Davis can't take it. Six minutes after seven, the sound of Traveller, a local band, and I Don't Need Anybody for Westy. You slap your playing out on the old medium flavour on there. Hang on. Long Beach Radio 290 meeting. I'm starting that. Talk so you can understand me.
Freedom come, freedom go. Tell me yes and let you tell me no. Freedom never stay long. Is a debutant, pillars of society. Living in a mansion somewhere in the country, and another in Chelsea. Freedom is a rich girl, daddy's little sweet girl, pretty as a sunny day. Freedom never does do what she doesn't want to. Freedom never has to pay. Freedom come, freedom go. Tell me yes and then you tell me no. Freedom never stay long. Freedom moving along. Freedom love, and as you pass away, freedom never stay long.
Everybody tries to, but nobody can hold her down. Freedom is so kind of freedom, is so gentle. Freedom is a happy day. Freedom, what would you do if I say I love you? Freedom, would you run away? Freedom come, freedom go.
From 1971, Freedom Come, Freedom Go. Freedom. Listen to Radio Freedom. That sounds a better name than Julie, doesn't it? 104.8 megahertz VHF. Can't say VHF anymore, it's been banned, isn't it? 104.8 FM stereo. Say good evening to Derek Jones.